As a baby boomer, you have to constantly watch your health, making sure the food you bring into your body is prolonging your life and not shortening it. However, even though many of us plan to eat healthy, we don't always follow through on those plans. Perhaps because we're in a rush, we stop at a drive-thru or a convenience store for a less than healthy food. We pack on the pounds because of this, and this can cause health problems. To combat weight gain in our busy lives, we have to make a meal schedule. Meal planning is easy, but it takes a bit of time to do it. Many people don't go through with it because it seems boring or daunting at first, but when you do it, you will be glad you did. Before you get to planning, the first thing you need to do is look at your budget and see how your new meal plan can fit into it. There are plenty of options to save on your grocery shopping, and be sure that the things you put in your meal plan are written so that you will not have any dislikes in your plan. Sweet potatoes may be healthy, but if you don't like sweet potatoes, then it doesn't make sense to include them in your meal plan. The first thing to do is to grab a pen and pencil and your tablet, and in your notepad or note section, write the days of the week on the left side. Then at the top, place breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. On another page, scribble down some vague descriptions of what you would like to eat during the week. Remember, it has to be healthy and home-cooked, so Burger King doesn't count. If you like sub sandwiches, jot that down. If you like apples and peanut butter, jot that down too. Have all the things you've eaten over the past 2 weeks there too, and take out the unhealthy ones. After you've done this, it's time to start making your meal plan. Start by going online or downloading recipe apps to see what foods you can eat. For breakfast, if you've jotted down you like pancakes, then look up some healthy pancake recipes and write that down under the days you would like to eat it. On a separate piece of paper, ensure you write down a list of all the things you will need to make the recipe. Some great places to look for recipes are Food Network, All Recipes, Yumly, and Pinterest. Be adventurous and try new healthy things. These sites and apps will usually show nutritional facts for every meal. Once you have filled out all the breakfast boxes for the week, you can then move on to lunch, dinner, and snacks. If you need a day to cheat, then don't leave it up to you to decide the day. Decide on a day from now and write it on the calendar and stick to that day every week. Cheat days are best done on the weekends, especially Fridays. And once you're done, it's time to shop. You'll realize that by doing this, you're saving money and you'll live a healthier life at the same time.